11th parak of Torah, 3rd Mishnah, Dveila shel Truma shenotl teich mechatas. A fig of Truma that fell into Paraduma waters, v'notla v'ochla. He took it out to eat it. Im yesh bo kebeitza, if it has the size of a kebeitza, which can be matama something else, food which is less than kebeitza, not matama anything else, bein tmeid, bein Torah, maim tmeid. Whether it's Torah, tomei, the word is tomei because the fig becomes tame, and then it's metame the mayim tahirim. Since it's more than a kibbutz, it can be metame the mayim. The oichel chayv misa. Someone who eats it is considered eating truma tameya, and therefore is chayv misa b'deishu mayim. Ein bo kibbutz, if it's less than kibbutz, and therefore cannot be metame other things. Cannot be metame other things. Mayim tahirim. Even though it is tamid, it can't be matame the mayim, but ha'oichel chayv misa, even so, the fig itself is tamid because it touched the mechatas waters, and one who eats it is chayv misa. Rabbi Yisrael says, b'tahayra ha'mayim tahayrim. Rabbi Yisrael says that something, he has an opinion that something as tahar in respect to truma is not matame for aduma waters. And b'meila, if this fig was a fig that had tyrus atruma, it was watched on a truma level of shmira, then the waters remain tar because it's not going to be matama the water, the paraduma waters. Yeah. Tar lachata shichnas roisha veruba l'toich mei chatos nitma. A person who is tar for paraduma and he put his the majority of his body and his head into these waters. There was this big vat of these waters, and he dunked himself into it. Then he becomes tamei. He is tamei because of one of the gzeres of Chazal that a person who roisha v'ruba goes into mayim shuvim becomes tamei midrabanan. And therefore, over here, these mechatas will be matamahim. It's at this din of Bo Roisha Veruba, the Maim Shuvim.